Welcome to The Network, a success podcast for healthcare consultants to learn the strategies and tactics to launch and grow a profitable consulting business. If you're a healthcare professional ready to monetize your years of healthcare experience, you're in the right place. And now for your host, Elle Pearson.
Hello, healthcare consultants. I hope you're having a wonderful day. Welcome back to another episode of the Network Podcast. I have a very special guest with me here today by the name of Samantha Kelly. Samantha is a community activator at LinkedIn, and I had the pleasure of meeting Samantha when I was invited to New York City to go to the LinkedIn headquarters. Samantha's going to be sharing a lot of great actionable tips for you to implement in your LinkedIn marketing campaign. Welcome today, Sam, to the Network Podcast. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Yes, I'm excited to feature you. Sam, we're reconnecting over the podcast, but we initially met in February of this year at the Future Leaders of Nurses event that you hosted. So thanks again for that event. It was such a great collaboration of nursing leaders.
Yeah, it was so fun to have everyone at the LinkedIn offices in New York. And, you know, figuring out ways that we can better support our nurses on LinkedIn so that they can be more successful in their careers. So we were thrilled to have everyone here.
Yes. Well, I know the audience is going to love the expert advice you can share with us today. So our audience consists of a lot of nurses, physicians, and pharmacists who are consultants. So we're just starting our businesses. And some of us have been in business for some time, but we're always trying to learn new tools that we can utilize in our business, Sam. And LinkedIn is a tool that I use every single day in my business.
That's awesome.
Yes. But I also know that a lot of times when new business owners think of LinkedIn, they think of, oh, you're just looking for a job. But that's not the case. Can you clarify that?
Yes. That's actually a very common misconception that you only go to LinkedIn when you're looking for a job. But actually, I would argue, you know, that if you really want to excel professionally, you should be most active on LinkedIn when you're not specifically searching for a job, because I actually feel like LinkedIn is this wonderful place where you can navigate your professional life. So all of the ebbs and flows along your career journey are relevant to your experience on LinkedIn. And so if you're continuously sharing industry news, if you're writing articles centered around your expertise or creating videos that are showcasing your skills, you know, you're really building a portfolio of your work that you can lean on in the future when you are actively looking for a job without having to create your own website, which is actually huge because you can totally use this no matter what stage of your career. And then when you are actively looking for a job someday, you know, you can point a future employer or even a future client to your portfolio or your vast content sharing distribution platform that you've created for yourself on LinkedIn, and they can get a sense of who you are and what you bring to the table immediately.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. You know, one of the first things that I initially, you know, did when I decided, okay, I'm going to go into business and I want to make sure that I am aligned with the right leaders. And I think that's so important, Sam. You know, you want to make sure that those who you are prospecting, who can turn into your clients, can see your work.
Yes.
So any tips on connections and kind of cleaning out those who we weren't connected with previously, but they may not be able to understand the business content that we're putting out?
Yeah, for sure. I think if you're trying to connect with specific leaders and decision makers, the best way to really engage with them is to start building a community. So, you know, joining groups where these people might be talking about the latest news in their field, following hashtags that are related to the work that you might be looking to use in the future, or starting to engage on people's posts in a thoughtful way. I really think that that's a super valuable tip, because if you find someone who's a leader you admire and they're writing articles, then maybe you start posting intelligent comments on those articles and they're going to start to see you as a valuable contributor. And then you're going to start getting noticed as a person who's continuously adding value to them. And it becomes a reciprocal relationship, right? Then they're like, oh, that's interesting. This person is very intelligent. I would like to learn more. And so I think that's like a really easy tip just to get started. And then the other thing I would say is you should really be tailored with your search and think about why you're reaching out to someone, right? So Are they a leader in your field and you want advice? Are you looking for a business partner that has skills that you need that you don't have? Or are you looking for someone to mentor, or you want to work at a company, for example, and you want to know what that might be like, and you want to talk to someone who works there? And then once you figure out that why, you can really use like search filters to hone in on the exact type of person you might want to reach out to. And then my last tip would be looking at sometimes people don't have this because of privacy settings. They change it on their profile, but for most people, you can see their activity on their profile. And If they're pretty active, you know, they're posting fairly regularly, then reaching out to them is sort of a no-brainer, right? It's like they're excited to be on LinkedIn, they're engaging regularly. So you'll probably get a response from them in some way. So the response rate is probably a higher probability than someone who's pretty inactive. So they might just not be able to respond to you in a timely manner.
Mm-hmm. That's true. You know, you mentioned posting to, you know, comments. And one thing that I've found, you know, when I connect with specific leaders or specific, you know, leads, I'm able to see all their comments because, you know, once you post something, it shows to your network. And so interestingly enough, I've, you know, joined some conversations with those who I can see myself doing business with and just make sure I respond to whatever they post. And then their group of connections can also see my comments. And so I find that I get traffic, you know, or others in their network wanting to connect with me. So it's like a whole chain event.
Yes, exactly. And you kind of reach a critical mass at a certain point when, you know, if you've started to really engage at a higher level in this way and you're connecting with people who are very relevant, you know, I'm very pro the idea of connecting with people who are specifically relevant to what your expertise and needs are rather than just like mass connections. You know, you want to make sure that you're seeing things that are going to be useful to you. And so, and the more you do that, like you said, the more other people will be like, oh, this person might be useful to me. Like, you know, they'll see a comment that you've made and then want to follow you or connect with you. And that's really a powerful tool.
Mm-hmm. Sam, you mentioned hashtags. Now, I know I've used hashtags on Instagram, somewhat on Facebook. Is that something new?
So it's not super new, but actually what I will say is LinkedIn uses hashtags a little bit differently. And so the way to really utilize hashtags in a way that's beneficial to you is to use hashtags that are pretty common. So when you go on LinkedIn, if you go into your search bar at the top, you can search a hashtag. And so, you know, let's just say we want to search hashtag nurses on LinkedIn. We can look at that and we can then see all of the posts that people who I'm connected to have done that use that hashtag. And I can also follow that hashtag. So then I can, in my feed, I'll constantly see people who have used that hashtag coming up and I can engage with that content. So, you know, if you're posting something for your own work and using hashtags that are most commonly followed is a really great way of getting a wider audience to your work. So, you know, looking through and doing a little bit of research and searching and seeing what hashtags are popular and also relevant. You know, obviously you don't want to hashtag advertising on something that has nothing to do with advertising, because that'll be seen sort of as a spam content type of thing. But relevant and popular hashtags can be really, really helpful for getting your work out there.
Mm-hmm. That's a really good tip. I know I use some hashtags quite often, you know, so it can draw in traffic. But that's a really good tip, Sam. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, of course. And actually, the one other thing I'd say about hashtags is a great way to see, you know, current events that are happening or current news. So like, you know, if you're doing hashtag nursing, then you can see what people are talking about in this moment about that industry, and then you'll be really up to date. Or you can potentially find, you know, an in-person event that you might not have seen if you're not connected to somebody.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Sam, you also mentioned like filtering search. So if I'm looking for a specific person, mm-hmm. I know you can get real specific with what that role of that person may be, mm-hmm. where they live. So if you're looking for a certain demographic, but I also utilize Sales Navigator. Are you familiar with Sales Navigator? Is it more powerful than the regular filtered search on LinkedIn?
It's a great question. For me, I personally think when you're reaching out to people on LinkedIn, I really advise people to make personal connections rather than using a mass outreach tool for marketing and sales, just because mm-hmm. Sales Navigator it's definitely a powerful tool. But I would say it's more useful if you're looking to get new business for a sales purpose or a sales team, or if you're a recruiter looking to hire talent. But if you're a small business owner or a freelancer or a member of the workforce and you're trying to build a community around yourself, I think it's easier to do your research directly on LinkedIn using those filters and reaching out to mm-hmm. someone with a specific ask, because you'll likely get better results if you are that tailored in your search and, you know, very, very specific about what you're asking. I find that Sales Navigator is more of a larger company tool.
Yes. And you mentioned something that, you know, I think everyone should, you know, take heed and listen. It's about that personal ask, that relationship. Mm-hmm. I did a podcast some episodes ago, and it's called LinkedIn Etiquette, Sam. Mm-hmm. And yes, because a lot of times when you're reaching out to someone who you want to work with, you admire, mm-hmm. I find a lot of professionals, they don't send personalized messages. Mm-hmm. You know, you see someone, you want to connect with them to potentially do business, but there needs to be some type of rapport that's established. What are some best practices on like personally connecting with someone who you potentially want to work with on LinkedIn?
Yeah, I think, you know, when you're first connecting with someone, you have a very limited number of characters to really write a little message. But first of all, you should definitely write a message, right? Don't just connect and hope for the best, because that's really not going to do much for you. Because often, especially if you're reaching out to someone who's a fairly big leader, they're probably getting a ton of connection requests and they just don't know how to filter through the noise. So being super, super cognizant about a specific short question in that connection request, I think is really helpful, because a lot of people will just be like, oh, I would love to hear more. And I think that because it's a little bit vague, it's like not as easy to hear what the underlying subtext is. And so mm-hmm. if you're like, here's who I am, here's what I need, I think people on LinkedIn are very much primed to use this as a professional network. So they know people are on there looking to gain skills, gain expertise, and gain knowledge and their understanding of that. So being really clear cut, and obviously not too aggressive, but just being mm-hmm. honest about what it is that you're looking for is a super, super tactful way to reach out.
Yes, yes. You know, I often tell people, you know, I love, you know, give them a compliment, you know, with, mm-hmm. with, you know, you being able to see their profile, you can see their recent accomplishments, something they may be working on. You know, people like compliments. They mm-hmm. like, they like, you know, if you've done the actual work, that's something that they can appreciate. And so I often will write, you know, I'd be honored to connect with you. Mm-hmm. I know if someone wrote that to me, I'd be like, wow, this person, you know, maybe I've impacted them in some way. And so I find that, you know, being authentic, but being personalized definitely will help with connecting with those people you want to connect with.
For sure. And I think mm-hmm. also, you know, being, you know, doing your research, do a little bit of work, because that'll really pay off. Like if it was me and I was trying to connect with you and I hadn't already connected with you on LinkedIn, I would listen to a podcast episode and then write something about the episode you heard, you know, say, mm-hmm. oh, I really thought it was interesting when you said this in the episode titled whatever. I think that is super, super cuts through the noise. It's like, wow, this person did their research and they're actually interested in what I'm doing.
Yes, yes. You mentioned earlier also, Sam, and I definitely want to touch on this, because you can share so much content on LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. I mean, from maybe a quote to a case study that you've recently done. What are some ways we can utilize LinkedIn to build a portfolio and get that portfolio in front of those who we want to see it?
Totally. So I think there's two things, right? There's how to create content, like the various ways you can create content on LinkedIn, and then how to get people to see it. So I think the first thing, there's, like you said, sometimes it can be like you have so many options, but I think really thinking about what it is you're trying to convey will help you sort of pick the medium on LinkedIn in which you want to share. And so there's a couple things. We have a really great article publisher, which if you're on your feed, there's a box right at the top and there's a couple different options. You see it says start post. There's also a photo, a little icon. There's a video icon. There's a document icon. And then right underneath, there's words that say write an article on LinkedIn. And if you click those words, it'll bring you to our article publisher. So that's a great way to talk a little bit longer form about a specific topic, you know, really share your expertise or an opinion on something that you've been hearing a lot about recently. That's a great way. Also, you can write a post. I think that that's a really easy lift for a lot of people. And if you're writing a post, a great way to end it is to ask a question. So you're encouraging people to engage. And then there's also the video option, right? Sometimes you're not really in the mood to write a full post and do a ton of copy editing. And selfie style videos work very well on LinkedIn. You know, sometimes people are walking to work and they have a couple of thoughts that they want to share and they, you know, upload a video that's 1 or 2 minutes long and they post it and that does really well. And you can also add subtitles to your videos now. So, you know, people who are scrolling through can watch it without having headphones in, which is a really, it really expands the reach of that kind of content. And so those are some like very easy, straightforward ways, to actually create the content. But then if you want to get people to see it, the first thing is your first degree connections are what a large majority of the things you see on your feed is made up of. So you have to make sure that you're actually connected to the people you work with most frequently or you want to work with most frequently, right? Mm-hmm. It's so interesting when I talk to people, and often they realize after a couple minutes of conversation that they're not actually connected to a lot of the people they engage with most frequently, because it's kind of feels like, oh, I must be, right? But then they're not. And I think that's a big thing. So you want to do a little bit of quality control on your network and make sure you're connected to the right people so that they're seeing what you're posting. So if you've gotten over that connection hump, I would say regularly posting is a big one. So making sure that you're seen fairly constantly posting. And so, you know, obviously you don't want to burn yourself out. Don't feel like you need to be like this super user. You know, making sure that you're like creating content in a way that people come to expect to see stuff from you on LinkedIn when they log in. I think that's a great way to like very naturally get people to see things. Again, using hashtags that are relevant and then also tagging people in the things that you're doing. I think that's a big thing that people might feel nervous about at first. But if like you write an article and you want to have a conversation about it, tag a couple people whose opinions you value and say, what do you think? People love to share their opinion. And I think being pulled in, you know, a lot of people are a little more passive. They feel a little nervous about engaging. But if someone directly tags them, they're going to be like, oh, you know what? My opinion is valued here and I do want to talk about it. And so tagging people in things is actually a really great way to start a conversation and getting people to talk and look at the things that you're posting.
Mm-hmm. Sam, quick question. When you mentioned tagging, can you tag them directly in that post, or do you have to write it under like in the comment section? Because I know on certain platforms, you can like click directly on the picture and tag that person, or is it a little bit different on LinkedIn?
You can tag them directly in the post and or you can tag them in the comments. We now also have photo tagging. So if you upload a photo, and you think it's relevant to someone and you want to tag them in it, or if you went to an event and they're in the photo, you can also tag them in that. You can't tag them in the body of an article, but when you post your article, you can tag them in like the one sentence context about the post. But yeah, you can tag them you can sort of dance how you feel in many ways, where it's like, you know, whatever you think looks better stylistically, and they'll get a notification if they're tagged.
Yes. And I think you mentioned something that's really powerful is like being consistent with your content. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when someone sees you often, and you can become the thought leader in your specific industry, if mm-hmm. you're posting like intentional content that's educational, that's adding value, like people will reach out to you eventually when they want to learn more about you, your services. So posting consistently on video, you know, maybe a tip of the day. You know, mm-hmm. I'm trying to get in the habit of doing a Tuesday video. I need to bulk up my my videos. Mm-hmm. But I even found with the video, Sam, you can see your analytics. So yeah. That's a really powerful tool that, you know, would be really useful for consultants.
Yes. And the analytics are really, really interesting. And, you know, you need a certain number of views of your content to start to see analytics. So, you know, if only two people have viewed it, you might not see that. But, you know, if you get 10 or 15 people looking at it, then you'll start to see not only how many people are looking at it, but what companies they're from, what industries they're from. So you'll start to see trends in like who you're resonating with, who you still have room to reach. And that can really help you strategically with what you want to be posting and how.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for the information, Sam. I appreciate you. You shared so much great information today. But are there any additional tips or different ways we can maximize LinkedIn as healthcare consultants?
Yeah, I think my very final tip would be that profile. That's such a basic and fundamental thing, is having a complete profile on LinkedIn. And the reason I say it is there's a lot of very small things that people don't have on their profile that if they did would give them a huge leg up. For example, if you have a profile photo, which, you know, you would think is ubiquitous, but a lot of people don't have one, you will receive 21 times more profile views, 36 times more messages, and 9 times more connection requests just by uploading a photo to your profile. So wow. That's huge. And things like current work experience or relevant skills, they have similar power. So that's like a very basic thing. You know who you are, you know what your experience is. So just making sure you're completing your profile, you're going to get a lot more traction. And so just quality controlling that is a really great first step if you're just starting out.
Yes. And you know, something I recently discovered also, you know, on your profile is if you are posting articles, mm-hmm. I normally will post my webinar invitations as an article. So mm-hmm. anyone who goes to my profile, they can see almost a portfolio of articles and webinars that I've hosted, any special event I may be having. Mm-hmm. I know there's some powerful SEO, search engine optimization behind those LinkedIn articles. So just going to someone's profile, you can, you know, see so much information, including that portfolio of content that you mentioned. It's yes. all there on that profile, which is powerful.
Absolutely. Yeah. That activity and that content goes a long, long way. So continually building that out will be very helpful for you, especially if you're building a business.
Yes. Sam, I appreciate your time. And I love the fact that you support nurses. That means so much to our community of professionals who are especially new in the nursing profession, or maybe we've kind of branched off in a non-traditional role as a consultant. So for those who would want to connect with you, Sam, how can we reach out to you?
Yes, reach out to me on LinkedIn. You know, where else? I am, my LinkedIn profile URL is Sam Lee Kelly, L-E-I-G-H is my middle name. So if you search me on LinkedIn, that's where you'll find me. And feel free to connect with me on LinkedIn, send me a message, ask me any questions. I'm happy to help.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Sam. I hope you have a great day. Take care.
Thanks so much. Have a good one.
I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode with Samantha and you're walking away with so many great actionable tips to implement in your LinkedIn marketing campaign. If you are interested in learning more about the B2B healthcare consulting industry, or maybe you want to learn more about how you can utilize LinkedIn as a tool to prospect and convert those leads into clients, please, I encourage you to check out the resources that we have available at www.thehealthcareconsultantnetwork.com. We even have a course dedicated to LinkedIn mastery, helping you obtain clients from the LinkedIn platform. Also, if you are an aspiring healthcare consultant and you would like to network and collaborate with a group of like-minded consultants, I encourage you to join our private Facebook group. It's called the Healthcare Consultant Masterminds. I look forward to networking with you. Until next time, take care.
Thanks for listening to the Network Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode and you're ready to monetize your knowledge as a consultant, head over to thehealthcareconsultantnetwork.com and check out our resources for aspiring healthcare consultants. Would you like to be notified of future episodes? Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the Network Podcast on iTunes, and we just may feature your review on the show. We look forward to strategizing with you in the next episode.